Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 139, and following that, we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 139. I will accept atonement for myself. Here is the end of choice. For here we come to a decision to accept ourselves as God created us. And what is choice except uncertainty of what we are? There is no doubt that is not rooted here. There is no question but reflects this one. There is no conflict that does not entail the single, simple question. What am I? Yet who could ask this question except one who has refused to recognize himself? Only refusal to accept yourself could make the question seem to be sincere. The only thing that can be surely known by any living thing is what it is. From this one point of certainty, it looks on other things as certain as itself. Uncertainty about what you must be is self-deception. On a scale so vast, its magnitude can hardly be conceived. To be alive and not to know yourself is to believe that you are really dead. For what is life except to be yourself? And what but you can be alive instead? Who is the doubter? What is it he doubts? Whom does he question? Who can answer him? I will accept atonement for myself. I reword this to, I will accept the undoing of the false belief for myself. I will accept undoing of false beliefs for myself. And when the false beliefs have been erased, I will know without a doubt who I am. In paragraph 3, Jesus says, "For what is life except to be yourself? And what but you can be alive instead of you?" If life is being myself, then my true self is life. Then who is it that is doubting what I am? What is this doubting ego I think of as self? Is ego seemingly alive? What is it that ego doubts? Who does he question? And who answers him? Who is the doubter, this thing called ego? This is the false belief that I am not who I am. That is the one who doubts. And later in the lesson, Jesus says, I will learn it is impossible to doubt myself and, at the same time, to not be aware of what I am. It's impossible to not be aware of what I am. And so to believe that I am not aware of what I am is a false belief. This is what I need to undo. I need to let go of this false belief. Yesterday, I made the decision for heaven. Today, I make the decision that I know who I am. I don't need to doubt who I am. Jesus says, I know with all certainty who I am. And it's my acceptance of that that I am of need of. I'm not in need of knowing who I am. I am in need of accepting who I am. The truth of who I am. I am myself. There is no doubt of this. Atonement, or the undoing of false beliefs, is the remedy. The remedy gets rid of the strange idea that it is possible to doubt myself and to be unsure of what I truly am. Jesus says this is the death of madness. Yet it is the universal question of the world. What does this mean, except the world is mad? Asking what it is when it knows what it is. And Jesus goes on to say, nothing the world believes is true. Wow, nothing the world believes is true. Truth isn't a belief, truth is a knowledge. And so he is saying what the world believes, none of that is true. And what we know in our hearts is the truth. I am as God created me. I know that in my heart. The lesson brings up that conflict, shows me that I'm trying to teach myself that I am not what I am. And so today, whenever I find myself in conflict, I will to stop and look at where is it that I am trying to defend a belief that I am not who I am, or I am trying to defend a little personality self, or I am trying to build a false identity. I do not need a false identity. It is a false belief that I need a false identity. I don't. My identity is given by my Creator. I am His Son. That is my identity. Holy Spirit, help me today to recognize when I am believing what the world believes is true. Help me to know who I am instead of believing who I am not. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind. We ask to have the remembrance of who we are restored to us. We have never forgotten our truth. We use this time to bring that truth into the light. We start by bringing ourselves into awareness. Where is my attention right now? Telling the truth about it. What am I feeling in the body right now? What am I feeling as emotions or mood? What thoughts are present? Allowing them all to be there just as they are, not needing to change them or fix them in any way. I am here, allowing them to be there, and not going there. Feel yourself as that which is looking over at the pile of thoughts. That pile is over there, not you. You're over here. You feel you are before thought, before the emotion. Before the body. Nothing is without first you being there to be aware of it. There are no thoughts without you first being. There is no body without you first being. You are the awareness which is aware of that which comes into awareness, the body, the thoughts. Sit here in this space of before thought, before body. Before the body. before the sun and stars, and before everything you see, and yet somehow familiar, is an arc of golden light that stretches as you look into a great and shining circle. All the circle fills with light before your eyes. The edges of the circle disappear, and what is in it is no longer contained at all. The light expands and covers everything, extending to infinity. Forever shining and with no break or limit anywhere.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining with me in the truth of who we are. Before it all, I am. Namaste.